It is our good fortune to have His Grace Kamalochan Prabhu here with us today. And Prabhuji would be enlightening us by talking about the topic, Bholasmi. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, are you there in the call?
Hi, Dhanat Manji, I'm there.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Tanwat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much for giving us your valuable association and time today. I would like to hand over the call to you now. Hare Krishna.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Saraswatim Vyasam. Tato Jaya Mudirayet. Nashtaprayesha Bhadreshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishchiki. Om Gyan Virandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurur Militam Yena Tasme Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Najati Sva Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Uttabhada Kamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sakrajatam Sagana Raghunathan Nitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shivishakan Nitamsa Namavam Vishnapadaya Krishna Prashaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pashyata Deshatarine Namaum Vishnupadaya Krishna Prashaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Niti Namine Srivarshabhanavi Devi Daitaya Kripabdhaye Krishna Sambandha Vigyana Daini Prabhave Namaha Madhurya Jala Premadhya Sri Rupanuga Bhaktida Sri Gaura Karuna Shakti Vigrahaya Namostute Namaste Gauravani Sri Murtaye Dinatarine Rupanuga Viruddhapa Siddhanta Dvantaharine Namo Gaura Kishoraya Sakshadvairagya Murtaye Vipralambara Sambhude Adambujayate Namaha Namo Bhakti Vinodaya Sachidananda Namine Gaura Shakti Swarupaya Rupanuga Varayate Gauravir Bhava Bhumestam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priyaha Vaishnava Sarva Bhavamashri Jagannathayate Namaha Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Vipa Sindhu Bhyayivacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishai Namaha Antidatvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindha Dinabandha Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Jaitam Surutor Pangur Mamanda Mater Gati Matsarva Swapadam Bojo Radha Madana Mohano Divya Drindaran Nikalpadrumada Srimad Ratnagara Simhasanasto Srimad Radha Srila Govinda Devo Prashrali Visi Vimano Smarami Sriman Rasarasarambi Vamshivata Tatastitaha Karsham Veno Svaner Gopir Gopinataha Shriyastunaha Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhano Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna.
Today we'll be discussing on Baulashtami, the glories of Radha Kunda and Srimati Radharani. Because today is the appearance day of Radha Kunda. For some places, according to the calendar, the tithi was yesterday. And today it is celebrated in Bombay. So I thought of discussing about the glories of Radha Kunda, specifically glories of Srimati Radharani. Actually, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he appeared in this world for this one purpose. What is the purpose? To glorify, to spread the glories of Srimati Radharani. That is why whenever we think of Srimati Radharani and her glories, it cannot manifest in our consciousness until unless we think of Chaitanya. Jodi Gauru na hoito, tobeki hoito, Radhara Mahima, Premarashashima, Jagata Janatake. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had not been there, how is it possible that the glory of Srimati Radharani, Radhara Mahima, Premarashashima, the glory of Srimati Radharani and her love for Krishna, how is it that it would be manifest in this world? Who would come to know about it? So, Chaitanya came. Krishna came as Chaitanya for a specific purpose. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he made all his followers, especially the six Goswamis, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami in specific, to find out the last places in Vrindavan. Means the pastime places of Krishna in Vrindavan, and they were all manifest by Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami. But so many places were manifested by them, rediscovered by them, but one place which he did not allow, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not allow anybody, he personally did it, that is Radha Kunda and Shyam Kunda. So, the first few verses we are going to discuss from the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, chapter 18 onwards, first verse, first few verses. And then there are few more verses which talks about the glory of Srimati Radharani. And all these verses are given to you in the word document which has been posted in the group. So those of you who would like to do that, they can open that in the document in the group, which is here. I can see Bhakti Sangha Japa Group 2. So if you have this in your mobile, you can just open that and then see those verses. It is good to follow the verses when I am describing those verses. So this is where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is now going to Vrindavan. Now, Vishwas Kiviraj Goswami, he describes how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered Vrindavan. He says, Vrindavane sthiracharan dandayan svavalokanehi. Vrindavane sthiracharan dandayan svavalokanehi. So all the sthiracharan, sthira means non-moving entities like trees and the creepers and plants, and charan, all those living entities which are there.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, somebody's phone is unmute and I am not able to mute that person. I don't know what happened. Somebody's phone is unmute, there is no name. So I cannot call that name also. Somebody's phone is, they have joined just now. Hare Krishna.
I think it is now muted. So can I continue now?
Yes, Prabhuji.
Yeah. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is just now entered Vrindavan, and then Vishwas Kaviraj Goswami, he starts describing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entering Vrindavan. He says, Vrindavane siracharan nandayan savalokanehi. So he saw with his eyes, merciful eyes, all the living entities in Vrindavan. And just by his sight, they experienced some special bliss, all the residents of Vrindavan. Even the trees, the plants and the creepers, they were in tremendous bliss because who is Chaitanya? It's Krishna himself. And Krishna, just imagine coming back to Vrindavan, who will not be happy? All the residents of Vrindavan. So all of them, the residents of Vrindavan, they became so happy. Anandayan means we became very happy. They were very blissful. And especially it was he, Chaitanya, his hands raised and his tears flowing through his eyes. This pranaya, ashru. Ashru means the tears. The tears coming from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eyes were so much that just by looking at the form of Chaitanya, which is a beautiful golden form, all the residents of Vrindavan, they became so happy. And when Chaitanya saw all the residents of Vrindavan, he became more happy. Atmanam chatadalokat. Atmanam chatadalokat. Just by looking at those Vrajavasis, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so much more happy. Gauranga parito brahmat. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu paritaha brahmat, he was traveling in Vrindavan. And then he goes on glorifying Jaya Jaya Gaurachandra Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvachandra Jara Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. All glories to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all his associates. And when he entered Vrindavan, E Mata Mahaprabhu Nachite Nachite Arti Grame Asi Bhaye Hai Lachambite. So he came. How did he come? Nachite Nachite. He was dancing and dancing. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing. He was not only just shedding tears, he was also dancing. And Arti Grame Asi Bhaya Hoya Hailap Chambite. He came to Artigram, that is actually Arishtagram. He's also now known as Artigram, actually is Arishtagram. And that is the place Krishna actually killed Arishtasura, who was a very powerful demon. And the same day he actually created he killed Arishtasura, same day, night, he created this Radhakund. So Radhakund appeared on Baula Ashtami, on the Kartika Ashtami, Shukla Ashtami. This is the time when, Krishna, Kartika Krishna Ashtami, Krishna Paksha Ashtami, Baula Ashtami. It's a very auspicious day when Radhakund appeared. So on the same day, actually Krishna had killed Arishtasura. That is why the place where Radhakund appeared is actually Arishtagram. He came there, and then all of a sudden he came to external consciousness, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So all the time he was going around in Vrindavan, he was not even conscious of what's happening. There are people looking at him. He was not bothered about them, what people are thinking about him. There are some people who are just following him. Some people are talking about him. Mahaprabhu was completely oblivious of what's happening around. He was only constantly chanting the names of Krishna. But when he came to Arishtagram, there Mahaprabhu came to consciousness. And then he remembered, this is the place Radhakund and Shyamkund is there. Arti Radhakundo Varta Puche Lokasthane. Then he asked those people around, where is Radhakund? Where is Radhakund? Keho nahi kahe. Nobody told where is Radhakund. Even there was a Brahmin who was accompanying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even he was not able to tell where is Radhakund. Then Mahaprabhu understood, Tirtalupta Jani Prabhu Sarvagnya Bhagavan. He understood that now Radhakund has become unmanifest. Sarvagnya Bhagavan. He knows everything. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't know? Dui Dhanya Kshetra Alpa Jale Kailasnan. He found there are two small kundas. They're just a small ditch, that's all. We can say just a small ditch, maybe 2 feet by 2 feet. And there he went, it was a paddy fields there. Dui Dhanya Kshetre Alpa Jale. Alpa Jale, little bit water was there. There he took bath. Then he knew this is Radhakund and one is Shyamkund. Actually, another version of the story goes like this, the local story goes like this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asking, where is Radhakund, where is Shyamkund? Then the local people told, this one is Kali Ket, another is Gori Ket. Ket means field, and Kali means black field, other is white field. Black field and white field. Actually, Radhakund is white field because she is white in color, golden complexion. Krishna is black, so it is black field. So there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took bath, he was in ecstasy. Deki Sabha Grama Lokera Vishmaya Haila Mana. And all the people in the village, they became completely astonished. As soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed in this too small ditch of water, kunda of water, Prema Prabhu Kore Radha Kundera Stavan, he went into total ecstasy and started glorifying Radha Kunda. Radha Kund glory, he started singing. Baba Gopi Hoyte Radha Krishnera Priyasi Payache Radha Kunda Priya Priyera Sarasi. He says, of all the gopis, the topmost of all the gopis is Srimati Radharani. Because Krishna, he just cannot live without Radharani. Even all the gopis are there. He is doing Ras with all the gopis. But there is no way that Ras can happen without Srimati Radharani. Once it so happened, Ras was going on, Radharani saw that Krishna is dancing with everyone. She became very angry. He is my Krishna. How can this my Krishna be with everyone? Immediately, in that transcendental anger, she left Ras and went. Now Krishna became mad. Without Radharani, what Ras can happen? So he was going here, running. Throughout the entire Braja, he went like mad, crying for Srimati Radharani. And if you had been to Vrindavan sometime, and if you had done the Vrindavan Parikrama, you find there is one place called Imli Tala in Vrindavan Parikrama. And there is a tamarind tree, and still today the tree is there. So Krishna, after becoming completely frustrated in search of Radharani, he was completely, his heart was so morose, and he sat under the tree and he started crying for Srimati Radharani, chanting her name. So when you think of some person too much, and you think about the person to such an extent, it so happens that the person qualities come to you. So there, while constantly chanting the name of Radha, Radharani, Krishna, he got the form of Srimati Radharani. His whole body became golden complexion. So it is at Imli Tala, that is where actually Krishna showed the form of Chaitanya during Krishna's pastimes. And when Chaitanya came here to Vrindavan, he was traveling in Vrindavan, and then when he came to Imli Tala, he sat there and he was completely engrossed in thinking of Krishna. So there Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got the color of Krishna. So during Krishna's pastime, Krishna showed the form of Chaitanya under Imli Tala. And when Krishna came as Chaitanya, he went there and then sat under the same Imli Tala, the tamarind tree, and then he showed the form of Krishna. So this is what is Krishna. What happens to him is that he cannot just even for a second live without Srimati Radharani. Among all the gopis, the topmost of all the gopis is Srimati Radharani. Sabha Gopi, Hoite, Radha Krishna, Rapriyasi. In the same way, as much as Radharani is very dear to Krishna among all the gopis, here Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami says that Radha Kunda, Priya, Priyera, Sarasi. Radha Kunda is very dear to the Lord because it is very dear to Srimati Radharani. What to speak of Radha Kunda being very dear to Srimati Radharani? Radha Kunda is actually non-different from Radharani. The Dravi Bhuta Swarupa of Radharani is Radha Kunda. The liquid form of Radharani is Radha Kunda. That is why Vedna Purana, there is a verse quoted here. Yatha Radha Priya Vishnos Tasya Kundam Priyam Tata Sarva Gopesha Saivaika Vishnu Ratyanta Vallabha. So Yatha Radham Priya Vishnu. Vishnu has been here. Krishna has been addressed as Vishnu. So we think, how is Radharani very dear to Vishnu? She is dear to Krishna. Radharani is Krishna's, not Vishnu's. Then here we should know that Krishna has been addressed as Vishnu. Why? For that we have to go to the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, the first chapter in the beginning. So the very beginning of the 10th chapter of the Bhagavatam, 10th canto, first chapter of Bhagavatam, what happened was Parikshit Maharaj was very angry on Sukadeva Goswami. Just imagine, the disciple became angry on the Guru. Why? What is anger? The anger was that Parikshit Maharaj says, I have been sitting here for 3 days and 3 nights just to hear about Krishna. And then, what did Sukadeva Goswami do? Fourth day morning, because 7 days katha happened, whole day and night katha was going on, Bhagavatam was going on, 3 days happened, 3 nights happened, the fourth day morning, Sukadeva Goswami, he spoke about Krishna, and then spoke everything about Krishna in 2 verses and finished and kept quiet. Just imagine. For whom sake Parikshit Maharaj is hearing, for 3 days and 3 nights. He wanted to hear about Krishna. When the time came to hear about Krishna, what happened? Everything got over in 2 verses. Krishna appeared in Mathura, went to Gokul, killed many demons, danced with the gopis, went to Mathura, killed Kamsa, went to Dwaraka, married many wives, gave knowledge to Arjuna, killed many soldiers, demonic people in Kurukshetra war, gave knowledge to Uddhava, and went back home, back to Godhead, his own abode. So he's not speaking Sukadeva Goswami. Parikshit Maharaj thought, hey, what happened? Then he says, oh, Sukadeva Goswami, you have spoken so much about other people. So many kings you have spoken about, Suryavamsa and Chandravamsa kings. But I want to hear about Vishnu, Vidyani, Samshanaha. I want to hear about the pastimes of Vishnu. In the very beginning, in the 10th canto, Parikshit Maharaj requests, I want to hear about Vishnu. He addresses Krishna as Vishnu. Why? Specifically, he says, I want to hear about Krishna, in which he has performed the pastimes of Vishnu. That means expansion. And specifically, Krishna expanded himself. When? During the Brahma Vimohan Leela. When Brahma stole all the cowherd boys, he stole all the calves. Then Krishna expanded into cowherd boys and all the cowherd boys and the calves. And this is actually Vishnu Leela of Krishna. Not only that, Parikshit Maharaj secretly actually is asking Sukadeva Goswami, you did not speak about Krishna so elaborately. I want to hear elaborately about Krishna. Taninyo vada vistarat. And how? And which form, which pastime specifically I want to hear? I want to hear that pastime where Krishna expanded himself into many forms. One is in the Vatsalya Leela, to satisfy all the cows and all the gopis who had Vatsalya affection for Krishna. Now here, he wants to satisfy all the gopis, that is why he expanded himself into the Rasa Leela. So in the very beginning, in the first chapter, the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, Parikshit Maharaj inquired that I want to hear about the Vishnu pastime, especially I want to hear about Rasa Leela. So here, Yatarada Priya Vishnu, this Vishnu here actually refers to Krishna, and that Krishna who is performing Rasa Leela. And for that Krishna who is performing Rasa Leela, who is most dear? Radharani is very dear. Now this verse says, as much as Radharani is dear to Krishna, so much is tasya kundam priyam tata. Tasya kundam, Radharani's kunda, Radha kunda, is similarly dear to Krishna. Sarva gopi ishu saiveka, Vishnu ratyanta vallabha. Vishnu ratyanta vallabha. The topmost of all the beloved of Krishna is Srimati Radharani. Now, going further, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is glorifying Radhakund. He says, ye kundo nitya Krishna radhikera sange. He says, along with Srimati Radharani, Krishna, what does he do? Jale jala kilikare tire rasarange. In the Radhakund waters, Krishna and Radha and Krishna, they do so many water pastimes. These water pastimes Krishna does at many places. But the pastimes which Krishna does in Radhakund is very special. Because in Radhakund, when Radha and Krishna and all the gopis are doing pastimes, there is no disturbance. Even in Sanket, night time they do pastimes in Sanket, which is exactly between Barsana and Nandagaon. There, those pastimes which Radha and Krishna do, there is always a fear that, you know, somebody may come. But this Radhakund area is such a place, there is no question of any obstruction. Radha and Krishna, they do pastimes in Radhakund all the way from morning 10:48 a.m. till 3:36. So this is how 6 hours almost they spend time in Radhakunda. And not only that, in Radhakund is a very special place because in this place Krishna manifests only Shringara Rasa, only Madhuri Rasa. All the rasas are manifested in different places. Like you have Gordan Hill, or Sakya, Vatsalya is also there, Madhuri is also there. But in Radhakund there is only Madhuri Rasa, and that too uninterrupted. Not only that, the speciality of Radhakund is, and Krishna when he does pastimes in Radhakund, that becomes more exalted, more unique, because he is not only doing pastimes with Radharani, he is doing pastimes in Radharani. Radharani's liquidated form is what? Radhakund. So Radhakund is non-different from Radharani, and Krishna is in Radharani, and with Radharani. That doesn't happen anywhere else. So that is the speciality of Radhakund. And the another speciality of Radhakund pastimes of Krishna is that Krishna does many pastimes at different places. He may not go to all the places every day. Sometimes he may go to Kamivan, sometimes he may go to Vrindavan. Sometimes he may go to Sankhya, sometimes he may go to some other place. But this Radhakund is a place where Krishna comes every day. And not only comes every day, he comes and spent the maximum time in Radhakund. 6 hours a day. Other places, half an hour, 1 hour, 2 hours, that's all. But Radhakund, every day. And this Radhakund, somehow mystically, it doesn't allow anybody else to come. No other Vatsali Rasa devotees, neither Yashoda, Ananda Maharaj, and other Sakas of Krishna, who are having the pastime with Krishna, relationship with Krishna, that of Sakya, friendship, they cannot come here. It is a very mystical place, is Radhakund. Only to manifest the topmost of all the rasas. And what does Krishna do here? Jalokeli kore. He does so many water pastimes, and after that, he does ras. And after ras, he does sing pastimes. After sing pastimes, he does vihara pastimes, going here and there. And ultimately get tired, go and do again the pastimes, water pastimes. Then ras. Constantly going on these pastimes in Radhakunda. This is why Chaitanya says, jale jalo keli kore, tire rasa range, tire means on the shores of Radhakunda, Krishna does Rasalila. The Rasalila which Krishna does on the shores of Radhakunda is very unique. He does ras at many places. The ras Krishna does at Vamshivat, that is the ras where it's called Maharas, where he allows all the gopis, the Rishichari gopis, those gopis are actually in the previous lives they were rishis of Dandakaranya, rishis in Janakpuri. They all wanted to marry Ram, so then he told, no, come on, the next life I'll marry you, where I'll do ras with you. That is how when Ram came as Krishna, they all had come. And that, all the gopis, Rishichari gopis, Devachari gopis, and Shrutichari gopis, all the gopis were invited to take part in ras in the which Krishna performed in Vamshivat. And Vamshivat ras actually is the ras on the day of Sharat Purnima. Just now we had Sharat Purnima, just a day before Kartik started, that is called Sharat Purnima. And Krishna does Nitya ras. Sharat Purnima, that is ras is only one ras which happens there in Vamshivat. But Nitya ras, eternal ras happens on the banks of Radhakunda. And in that rasila, only the Nitya Siddha gopis are allowed. No other gopis are allowed. So this is something very special. So Tara Radha Sama Prema, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorifies further. He says, Sei Kundo Yeka Bara Kare Snan. Anybody who just takes bath in Radhakund for once, Yeka Bara Kare Snan, Tare Radha Sama Prema Krishna Kare Daan. This Krishna gives daan, he gives donation. What does he give? Radha Sama Prema. The love which Radharani has got for Krishna. That love Krishna gives to that person who acts, that devotee who takes bath even in Radhakund, even one. Then he says, Kundera Madhuri Yena Radharama Madhurima. If you really want to know the sweetness of Radhakund, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, you should know the Madhuri or the sweetness of Srimati Radharani. Then Kundera Mahima, if you want to know the greatness of Radhakund, then what you should do? Ena Radhara Mahima. You have to know the glory of Srimati Radharani. To know the sweetness of Radhakund, you should know the sweetness of Srimati Radharani. If you want to know the greatness of Radhakund, then you should know the greatness and opulence of Srimati Radharani. That means there are no words to describe the glory and the sweetness of Radhakund. It cannot be described. There is some description about the sweetness and the glory of Srimati Radharani. But the glory and the sweetness of Radhakund cannot be described. There are no words for it. Because Radhakund is more confidential than Srimati Radharani herself. That is why, just try to imagine the sweetness and the glory of Radhakund. He is something beyond the sweetness and the glory of Srimati Radharani. If somebody knows the glory of Srimati Radharani, even though somebody knows the glory and the sweetness of Radharani, they cannot describe the glory and the sweetness of Radhakund because there are no words. If somebody doesn't know the glory and sweetness of Radharani, anyway, they cannot describe Radhakund. So ultimately, Radhakund's sweetness and the glories cannot be described because there are no words for it. But there are words to describe at least the glory and the sweetness of Srimati Radharani. And then, there is a wonderful verse which is quoted in the Govinda Lilamrita, which talks about how this Radhakund is so glorious. So this verse is quoted by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami here, which is actually spoken by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself. Sri Radeva Hare Svadiya Sarasi Preshtadutai Svair Guner Yasyam Sri Yuta Madhavendra Nisham Prita Tvaya Kridati Premaspin Pataradikeva Labate Yasyam Sakrit Smakrit Tasya Vai Mahima Tata Madurima Kenastu Varnikshitau. So here, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu talks about the glories of Radha Kund. He says, because of its wonderful transcendental qualities, Radha Kund is very dear to Srimati Radharani. And it was in this lake that the opulent Lord Krishna performed his pastime with Srimati Radharani with great pleasure and transcendental bliss. Yes, Yam, Shri Yuta, Madhavendra, Anisham, Anisham, always. This whole, always he performed pastimes. How can you understand how Krishna performs Radha Kund pastimes always? Always not only means every day, it also means 24 hours a day. He is only there for 6 hours. How is he performing pastimes 24 hours a day? For this, there is a wonderful explanation. That is, when Krishna gets up in the morning, he is just always eager. I want to go to Radha Kund. I want to go to Radha Kund. He tells Mother Yashoda, I want to tend cows. But actually in the mind, what is going? He wants to go to Radha Kund. And he is telling all his friends, oh, let us go tend the cows. We'll play. Ultimately, Krishna, he wants to do some kind of bahana with them. Some kind of pretext. He just leaves all the cowherd boyfriends. And then he just comes and runs to Radha Kund. Like, sometimes a young boy who is now just attained teenage, he has joined the college. And he's very eager to go to the college. And the parents are thinking, oh, nice boy, he is so eager to go to the college. But why he wants to go to college? Do you think he wants to go and study there or what? No, he has developed some love with some girl there. And he wants to go in. That is why whatever he does, with just one pretext. What is the pretext? He may give so many pretexts. What is the pretext of going to the college? That is to meet his friend. In the same way here, Krishna, he may do rasa, he may do any pastimes with the cows, with the cowherd boys, Yashoda, Nanda Maharaj. 24 hours, he's just thinking how to go to Radha Kund and meet Radharani, how to do rasa with Radharani. And after the rasa is over, and Krishna wants to go back. When he's going, he's thinking how to come back again. That is why, Anisham Pritya Atvaya Kridati. And then, Preme Spinbata Radhikeva Labate. He says, whoever bathes just once in this Radha Kund attains Srimati Radharani's loving attraction for Krishna. Labate Yasyam Sakrit Snanakrit. Even though he just little bit, once he takes a bath, even if he does Achaman in Radha Kund, what happens? He gets what? That prema. Premesmin Bhataradi Kaiva. Similar to that of Radha Karani, that prema labhate tasya vai mahima tatha. And then he says, who in this world can describe the glories and sweetness of Radha Kund? It is impossible. Tasya vai mahima tatha madhurima. Mahima means glory. Tatha madhurima, the sweetness. Tasya vai mahima tatha madhurima. Shekena kena stuvarnya chitau. Chitau, in this entire existence, in this planet, who is there who can do it? Nobody can do it. So you may say, oh, if nobody can do it, you know, why are you doing it? So that is why we are not doing the glories of Radha Kund. Because there are no words to glorify Radha Kund. There are only words to glorify Srimati Radharani. There is no other word. That is why we'll discuss the glories of Radharani, by which we can have some idea of glory and sweetness of Radha Kund. Now there are a few verses, and 15 verses to you, from a very wonderful book called Radha Rasa Sudha Nidhi. This book is written by Prabodhananda Saraswati, the brother of Venkatapatta and Thirumullavatta, and also the uncle or chacha of our Gopalabhatta Goswami. So Gopalabhatta Goswami, you know, in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to South India. He went to Srirangam state for 4 months there. And then he gave special mercy to Venkata Bhatta's family. And now Prabodhananda Saraswati is a brother of Venkata Bhatta. And Prabodhananda Saraswati became a sannyasi and he stayed in Vrindavan. His samadhi is there just next to Kaliya Ghat. If you next time come to Vrindavan, go to Kaliya Ghat and then search out for Prabodhananda Saraswati samadhi. And he wonderfully describes the Vrindavana Mahimamritam, glories of Vrindavan. Navadvipa Shatakam, glories of Navadvipa. Chaitanya Chandramritam. These are certain wonderful books written by Prabodhananda Saraswati, Sangeeta Madhava. And here he writes another wonderful book called Radha Rasa Sudha Nidhi. Rasa. Rasa is actually love. And now Rasa Sudha, it is nectar. So the loving nectarian Nidhi, the treasure of Srimati Radharani. And what is that? Actually Radhakund. So Radhakund cannot be described by, but Radharani, who is actually non-different from Radhakund, can be described. So this is what Prabhupada Saraswati, he uses these wonderful, wonderful verses. This whole book is filled with so much of love, so much of love. It's transcendental love, we just cannot even imagine. Somehow it is a tradition that whenever you want to think of Radha and Krishna, speak of Radha and Krishna, you should think of Chaitanya. Without thinking of Chaitanya, there is no Radha Krishna. You just cannot talk of Radha Krishna. You cannot even think of Radha Krishna. It will be offensive to do that. It is not only offensive, you will land up in doing in becoming a sahajiya, land up in some other sampradaya, which is actually not bona fide. So the way to think of Radha and Krishna, the way to talk about Radha and Krishna, hear about Radha Krishna, is to keep Chaitanya in the center. First, keep Chaitanya. Through the eyes of Chaitanya, see Radha and Krishna. The Dalita Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came. Radha and Krishna came as Chaitanya to actually qualify us to think of Radha and Krishna, speak of Radha and Krishna's pastimes. So here, in saving, following the same tradition, Prabodhananda Saraswati, he glorifies Chaitanya Mahaprabhu first in this first verse.
Nindantam pulakotkarena vikasan nipa prasuna chavim rodvikritya bujadvayam hari hari ityuchairvadantam muho nityantam drutam ashru nirjare nirjarachaihi sinchantam urvitalam gayantam nijaparshadetavrutam sri gaurachandram numaha.
So here Prabhupada says, Sri Gaurachandram Namaha. I pay my obeisances to Gaurachandra, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, how is he? Now, how is he looking like? Now, Chaitanya's body is full of goosebumps. How the goosebumps are there? This pulaka. Pulaka, how is it? It is Nindantam Pulakotkarena Vikasam Nipa Brasuna Chavim. You must have seen Champa flowers. So, these Champa flowers, Nipa, Kadamba and Champa, both are there. So these flowers, Kadamba flowers and Champa flowers, they are completely lost their splendor in front of the goosebump which is coming on the body of Chaitanya. So this, you must have seen these Kadamba flowers. They are like round and big in shape. And now the goosebumps which are coming on the body of Chaitanya because of ecstatic transformations which is experiencing within his consciousness. So how is it? It has become so big that even these Kadamba flowers, they have become Nindantam. They have diminished. The Kadamba flowers' glory have become diminished in front of the goosebumps of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's body. And then what is he doing? Prodvi kritya bhujadvayam. Bhujadvayam, with two hands, he's raising his two hands. Bhujadvayam. What is he doing? Hari hari tyuche vadantam muhu. Hari Hari is just chanting. Ucchaihi, not just silently, very loudly is chanting. How is he chanting? Again and again, muhu. And along with that, Dutyantam Dutamashru Nirjarachai. And constantly, the tears of love are flowing through his eyes. And what these tears are doing? Nirjarachaye Sinchantamurthi Talam. The whole land, especially Vrindavan, wherever he walked, the land was completely drenched by the sweet nectarian pranayashru, the tears of love which are flowing through the eyes of Chaitanya. The entire land is completely Sinchantam. That is why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and he flowed through his eyes, the tears of love of God were flowing through his eyes and it has touched the ground. This Mother Earth has been completely drenched by the tears of love of love of God which is released by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because of that, today we are able to chant. We are able to do chant and dance and read Bhagavatam. It is because Chaitanya, we are able to even think and talk of Radha and Krishna. So, Gayantam Nija Parshadeva Vrutam, along with all the Parshadas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Gayantam, he's singing, Gaura Chandram, Tat Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I pay my obeisances. Then, Prabodhanand Saraswati, he goes on describing the glories of Srimati Radha. Just see, how does he do? Yasya kadapi vasanam chalakela notha danyati danya pavanena kritartamani yogendra durgamagate madhusudanopi tasya namostu vrishabhanu bodhishepi. So here, Prabhupada Saraswati says, I pay my obeisances to, not to Radharani, I pay my obeisances in the direction where Radharani is there. Tasya namostu vrishabhanu. Oh vrishabhanu, oh vrishabhanu devi, vrishabhanu bhuo. Srimati Radharani, Disha, Disha means direction. Wherever her direction is there, I pay my obeisances in that direction. Because, why? Pavanena, the wind which is coming from the direction where Radharani is there, what happens? That wind carries the aroma from the body of Srimati Radharani. And that somehow or other, it flows and then it just raises the garments which are worn by Krishna. It doesn't even touch the body of Krishna. Then Krishna's garments, which are just loosely hung like this, and the wind just lift the garment. That is why yasya kadapi. Kadapi means somehow or other, sometime or other, by chance, vasanan chala khela notha. Kela notha means just by raising, little bit the garments are raising. Then what does Krishna think? Danyati danya. He thinks that I become very fortunate. I am become blessed. Just imagine. This is Krishna, the Lord of the three worlds, who is being worshipped by all the great demigods. Yogindra Durgamagati Madhusudanopi. Yogindra Durgamagati. Even the great yogis. Pantastu Kodi Shatavatsara Sambragamyo. Vayurathapi Manasomani Pungavanam. Even though they are meditating on Krishna for millions of years, they cannot even reach the outskirts of the lotus feet of Krishna. In spite of their mind traveling at the speed of wind, but still they cannot do it. Such Krishna, he feels. What does he feel? Danya ati danya. I am so much blessed today because not having darshan of Radharani. Not because Radharani come and touch him, not because of that. Because the wind which has come from the direction where Radharani is there, that has not even touched me, it touched my garments. So this is how Prabodhanand Saraswati glorifies Srimati Radharani's position. In the second verse he says, Brahmeshwara adi suduruha padaravinda Srimat paraga paramadbhuta vaibhavaya sarvartha sararasa varshi kripartha drishte tasya namo surushavaho mahimne. So I pay my obeisances to Vrishabhanu. I pay my obeisances to the daughter of Vrishabhanu, Vrishabhanu Kanya. Now we see Krishna is known as Yashoda Nandan. And then Radharani is known as Vrishabhanu Kanya. It is very interesting. Though Nanda Maharaj loves Krishna, but Krishna is known as Yashoda Nandan because Yashoda's affection for Krishna is more than what Nanda Maharaj has for Krishna. But for Radharani, it is different. Radharani's mother is Kirtida. Whatever affection which Radharani has got from her mother is actually her father loves Radharani more than the mother. So this is how in general also we find in our houses, the mother loves the son, the father loves the daughter. That is why she is always referred as Vrishabhanubhuo Mahime. I pay my obeisances to Vrishabhanu Devi, that Varshabhanu, that is the daughter of Vrishabhanu Radharani, who Lord Brahma, Shiva, and all the demigods, what is, they cannot even attain the best of the lotus feet of Radharani. Brahmeshwaradi Suduruha. Brahma, Ishwaradi, all the demigods, Brahma, Shiva, Indra, Chandra, Suduruha, they cannot attain. What? Padaravinda Srimat Paraga. So the dust at the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, they cannot even attain. And now, Paramadbhuta Vaibhavaya Sarvartha Sara Rasavarshi Kripardha Drishte. Hey Radhe, do Kripardha Drishte. Give your merciful grants unto me. What is this merciful grants? What is the nature of it? Sarvartha Sara Rasava Rasavarshi. It can shower the rasa, the love of Krishna. It can shower. Just by the glance, love, Krishna prema, she can shower unto us. What is this Krishna prema? Sarvartha sara. Sarvartha sara. If at all you have any desire for anything, if there is no Krishna prema, that desire is useless. The essence of all desire is only Krishna prema. If at all you have desire, just desire for love of God. And that love of God can shower from the merciful glance of Srimati Radharani. And who cannot be attained even by the demigods. What to speak of attaining her? Even the dust of the lotus feet of hers cannot be attained by the demigods, greatest of demigods. Now, that dust he is remembering. Constantly thinking of the dust, he goes to the further verse, the fourth verse. Yo Brahma Rudra Sugana Rada Bhishma Mukhi Alakshito Nay Sahasa Purushasya Tasya Sadyo Vashi Karana Churna Mananta Shaktim Samradhika Charana Rena Manusmarami Samradhika Charana Rena Manusmarami. I constantly meditate on Radhika Charana Renu, the dust at the lotus feet of Radharani. I constantly meditate on the dust. Yo Brahma Rudra Sukha Narada Bhishma Mukher. Brahma Rudra Sukadeva Goswami Narada Bhishma and all the great stages. Alakshito Nasahasa Purushasya Tasya. They cannot attain this. They cannot even see the dust. They cannot even attain this. This dust has unlimited power. Unlimited power. What is that unlimited power? What is the nature of the dust? Alakshito nasahasa purushasya tasya. Purushasya tasya, the Krishna, who is the Paramapurusha, sadyo vashikarana. That dust of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani brings Krishna under total control. Krishna becomes a submissive servant. Not to Radharani, not to the feet of Radharani, the dust of the lotus feet of Radharani. Yes, see. Prabodhana and Saraswati glorifying the position of Radharani. How important is to know the glory of Radharani? We can know from these verses. Sadyo vashikarana. We know very well that Krishna, he had a headache. Then he told, oh Narada, please solve his headache. Narada told, what should I do? Then Narada, Krishna told, there is only one medicine. You should bring the dust of the lotus feet of my devotees. Then Krishna knew very well, nobody is going to give their dust because they are very much afraid of going to hell. If Krishna puts the dust of your lotus feet, you'll go to hell. That is what people think. Now Narada went to Brahma. So many people, they all told, even Rukmini, Satyabhama, they all told, no, no, no. How can we give the dust of our lotus feet unto our husband? No way, no way. They are more concerned about not going to hell, not committing offense. But these Vrajagopis, they are not bothered anything. They are only bothered about Krishna Sukha. Bhajaniya Paramosha Sukham Hi Sukhatvam. To think of Krishna's happiness is only my happiness. For that I need to go to hell. Whatever I need to do, I'll do. But Krishna should be happy. That is the mood of the gopis. So when Krishna, Narada went there, the gopis told, oh, Krishna is having a headache. What he wants? The dust of your lotus feet. Then immediately they told, why only one particle? Take as much as you want. They gave so much of dust. Take, they put their step and then gave the dust. You're not bothered. So now that Radhika Charana Svenum Anusparami, that does the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. That is what Krishna is hankering for. Not only hankering, he becomes subservient, Vashikarana, that completely conquers Krishna's position. Now, fifth verse.
Adaya Murdhani Ida Puludara Gopya Kamyam Padam Priya Gunairavi Pritchamule Bhavotsavena Bhajatam Rasakama Denum Samradhika Charanarenum Aham Smarami.
I meditate Aham Smarami on Radhika Charanarenum, on the dust, the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. I meditate on. What is the dust? It becomes Kamadenu. Kamadenu is a cow which gives anything for you. Cows generally give milk, but they give milk only morning and evening. That too, whatever they can give, they give. But Surabhi gives milk always, any time, how much ever you want to use. But Kamadenu, this cow, it gives anything. It can give anything. This is the speciality of Kamadenu. So now this Radhika Charanarenu, the dust of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, that becomes Rasakamadenum. It satisfies all the desires which manifests in the consciousness love of God. All the desires. And now in that Radhika Charanarenu, Bhavotsavena Bhajatam, for the devotees, it becomes a festival. Like when you have a festival, you have a big feast and all these things. But for the pure devotees who are completely longing for the love for Krishna, who are with Radharani, for them, the dust of the lotus feet of Radharani, that dust is a festival, that's all. No other thing is required. The dust of the lotus feet of Radharani, that becomes a festival. So they celebrate a huge festival of attaining the dust of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Placing the dust on their heads. Adaya Murdhaniyada Purudara Gopya. These gopis, they keep the dust on their head, the dust of the lotus feet of Radharani on their heads, and then celebrate a big festival. That is why in Vrindavan, what is the festival? No festival in Vrindavan. Take the dust of Vrindavan and throw on each other. That is what is a festival in Vrindavan. Because this is Udara Gopya. These gopis are getting the dust. But what is happening? Kamyam Padam Priya Gunair Apipicha Molei. This dust, which is actually the source of all rasa, which is actually the Kamadenu, which gives all the satisfaction for all the devotees, which the devotees, they are treasured and they keep it on their head, that is Durlabha. Even though Krishna desires for the dust, he doesn't get the dust. Kamyam Padam Priya Gunair Api. Even though he desires Kamyam Pichamolehe Krishna, he doesn't get it. So even he's yarning, even till today, when I'm going to dust, get the dust of the lotus feet. And then further, Rupanand Saraswati, he further glorifies. He says, Divya Pramoda Rasasara Nijanga Sangha Piyusha Vichi Nichaye Ravise Chayantim Kantarpa Koti Sara Murchita Madhusu Danoso Sanjeevani Chayati Kapini Kunja Devi. So, now after talking about the death of Srimati Radharani, in this verse, Prabhupada Saraswati talks about the touch. The touch of Srimati Radharani is like a Sanjeevani. Krishna actually is dead, Murchita. Kandarpa Koti Sara Murchita Madhusu. Because of longing to meet Srimati Radharani, Krishna is now Murchita. He fainted. And who is going to wake him up? No mantra can wake him up. It is only the touch of the Srimati Radharani. And that creates some exclusive, wonderful, eternal bliss. Piyusha Vichi Nichaye. And that touch of Radharani is actually a flood of love which wakes up Krishna from his unconscious stage. That is the glory of Srimati Radharani. Ending the class with one pastime, how Krishna is longing that, oh Radhe, please keep your feet on my head, please keep the dust of your lotus feet on my head. Jai Jai Goswami, he is writing Gita Govindam and he is seeing the pastime in writing. The pastime is Radharani is very angry now. And now, because Krishna, he got the news that Krishna is with Chandravali. And now, Radharani became very sad. And she had crying. At the same time, she became angry. This cry also is angry, or anger also. And in that anger, her heart became very hot. And immediately she started thinking, my heart has become very hot because of because of separation from Krishna, and Krishna is there in my heart, immediately there is a concern for her and starts crying. So very, very difficult state Srimati Radharani. Then all of a sudden Krishna comes, and there she becomes angry. And in Manabhava she says, Krishna, get out. In one of the verses, actually, in further verses, where Prabodhan Saraswati describes his pastime, he says, Sri Radhike nahi nati, nahi nahi iti giram shronami. Radharani says, and Krishna is falling at the feet, and he says, oh Radhe, keep your feet on my head. Give the dust of your lotus feet on my head. Then Radharani says, get lost, get out. So this is what is Jayadeva Goswami seeing. Somehow Jayadeva Goswami thinks, how can God fall at the feet and asking for the death of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani? All the rishis are praying for the death of lotus feet of Krishna, and here Krishna is begging for the death of the lotus feet of Radharani. Maybe something wrong I'm seeing. So he just leaves and he goes to take bath. Jayadeva Goswami takes bath and comes back, and Padmavati, his wife, he nicely cooks prasad and then serves him, and Jayadeva Goswami has prasad and goes to his room. Now Padmavati is taking prasad now. Jayadeva Goswami comes again, and then he asks Padmavati, what kind of wife you are? All these years you've been so chaste, and then you are only taking my remnants. Now you are eating without me eating. Padmavati told, just now you came, and you are, I fed you prasad, I am taking your remnants, you went inside also. Then Jayadeva Goswami knew that something is wrong. He went along with Padmavati to the room where he was writing the Gita Govindam. Then he saw Jayadeva Goswami was not there. The first Jayadeva Goswami was not there. Immediately Jayadeva Goswami took the paper where he was writing, and he saw the line which he had not written, the describing Dehi Padapallamudaram. Dehi, Krishna is longing to Radharani, keep your merciful lotus feet, the dust of your lotus feet on my head. That line was complete which Jayadeva Goswami was written. Jayadeva Goswami, he came to know. Actually, Krishna came as Jayadeva Goswami and told the entire world, it is true that I long for the dust of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. I am completely conquered by her love. So immediately Jayadeva Goswami falls at the feet of Padmavati and says, oh Padmavati, you are so glorious that Krishna personally came to your house and you could feed him and you could see him. I could not see. Oh, he started crying. So this shows the glory of Srimati Radharani. Somehow there is a description of the glory of Radharani, and this gives you some understanding of the glory and the sweetness of Radhakunda. There are no words. So that Radhakunda is manifest on this planet. Even till today, people, devotees can come and then they can have darshan of Radharani. In Radhakunda, the Rajavasis, they don't go to any temple. For them, Radhakunda and Shyamkunda, Radha Krishna. They have darshan, they start their work. So this is the most auspicious, and the topmost of all the places. Rupa Goswami in the Upadeshamrita, he clearly says, beyond Vaikuntha is Madhurapuri, Madhupuri, Varyam, Madhupuri, Varyam. And beyond Madhupuri, it is Vrindavan, because Krishna did pass him. And beyond Vrindavan, within Vrindavan, the topmost place is Govardhan. And in Govardhan, the topmost place is Radhakund and Shyamkund. And today is the auspicious appearance of Radhakund. So we should meditate on Radhakund and all these pastimes, Radha and Krishna, and then seek the blessings of Srimati Radha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dhanavad Pranams. Thank you so much Prabhuji. Very, very, very beautiful class. You took us to Radhakunda, explained us with so many beautiful verses and beautifully recited. Very wonderful Prabhuji. Thank you so much. I'm very fortunate to have heard this class today. So Prabhuji, I have a question. There are so many places where Krishna does pastimes with Radharani, like the groves of Vrindavan and other Rasalila place. And Radhakunda is a bathing place of Shri Radharani. So I was wondering why this place is the most sacred of all.
Yeah, I told three reasons if you note it down. The first is Krishna comes here every day. other places okay. he may go one day, other day he may not go. One reason. The second is that he spends 6 hours here. Number two. Number three, exclusive Madhuri Rasa manifests here. These are the three primary reasons why Radhakund is the topmost of all the pastime places of Krishna. Krishna doesn't come to Radhakund just to do water pastimes. He does Ras. There is Nitya Ras which happens on the banks of Radhakunda. And other places Ras happens occasionally. Sometimes here, sometimes there. But Nitya Ras means everyday Ras happens on the bank of Radhakunda. And this Ras is actually happening in the morning also, in the night also. So two times it happens. Dancing happens here in the morning time also when he is there for 6 hours, and sometimes in the night also. And especially in the banks of Radhakunda, in Govardhan also there are many Rasasthalis. In the Badi Parikrama, in the bigger Parikrama mark, there is one place called Chandra Sarovar. There Krishna does the Vasantras. There in that Vasantras, Balaram could see and fainted there. And Chandra could see, many people could see that Vasantras. But this Radhakunda Ras, nobody can see. Nobody. It is only those who are very intimate. Only intimate associates, they can participate even see that. Even those Vatsala Rasa devotees, they also cannot see. That is a speciality of Radhakunda. And that too is doing Ras in Ras. Radhakunda itself is Ras. Rather, it's actually Radharani. So doing pastime with Radharani, in Radharani, that is speciality of Radhakunda.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you so much for the very, very nectarian class. Very beautiful, very, very beautiful. Prabhu, I have a question. When you were talking about the timing, you were saying about 6 hours. You were talking about 10:48 to, I think, 3:40 or something. So,
Yeah.
My question is, so we also understand that Krishna, you know, he has lunch with the Gopas and then he kills a demon. So, isn't it like, you know...
These leelas are of Keshwar Leela. Means, where Krishna did it when he was in Pavanda. Pavanda Leela. And these Nitya Leelas, Keshwar Leelas, these are the leelas which happen.
Okay, Thank you.
So there are books called Krishna Bhavanamrita, written by Srila Vishnavi Thakur, and also Govinda Lilamrita by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. They describe the timings of Ashtakali Lila Smaran, this time to this time, where which Lila happens. Morning 3:36 to 6, it is known as Nishanta Lila, the pastime of the dawn, where Krishna is being woken up by the parrots. And then in the morning, Prata Lila, and then you have the Madhyana Lila, Purvahana Lila, that is the pastime of Krishna taking the cows. And then, like that, there's so many Lila, Madhyana Lila. This is Madhyana Lila, Midday Lila. This is where Radhakunda.
Thank you so much, Prabhu. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
So you can stop here.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Can I ask a couple questions, please?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, the sound quality for me wasn't so great, so I kept missing some words, but I'm sorry, I have to ask you to repeat something. You know, the three reasons why Radhakunda is the topmost, one is because that's where he spends the most part of the day, 6 hours a day, and also the Madhurya Leela is exclusively Madhurya Leela is performed there, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
And then the third reason was what?
He does every day. Every day he comes there.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Every day he comes.
Every day. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And also, there was something that, another thing I couldn't catch. Is it that you were saying he has pastime with Radharani in Radharani? Is that what you're saying? Because.
Yes, yes, yes. Because Radhakund is non-different from Radharani. When Radharani saw Krishna, immediately she melted and became the waters of Radharani. As a pastime, we know that, you know, all the tirthas came and poured water. That is only a pastime thing. But the tattva, the philosophy is that just by looking at Krishna, her heart completely melted and became waters. Then Krishna seeing that love which she has for him, he also became waters. That is how Radhakund and Shyamakund are non-different from Krishna.
Okay. You know, what is the difference between saying one is Leela and one is Tattva? Because they both sound like Leela.
Yeah, both sound like Leela, but one is externally told in other Puranas. But the other thing, which is full of rasa, that is the Gaudiya Vaishnava understanding. The pastime of Dhenukasara, Arista killing, and then the bangles, and it is described in other Puranas also, which talk about Tirtha Jala coming and then pouring. What Tirthas have got to do with Radhakund? In one sense, if you see, Tirthas are no way comparable to the waters of Radhakund. It is a pastime, which that is also true, it is also happened. But Srila Vishwanathaswami Thakur, he reveals the most confidential reason which only the Gaudiya Vaishnavas accept.
So the difference is seems to be more about confidentiality.
Yes, 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 yes.
Then, okay, one last thing is, you know, since Radharani and Radhakund, they're non-different. So why is it that these two, which are non-different, one we have words to describe and the other no?
Yeah, it is because... the Radhakunda, it offers a place for the pastime for Krishna, for Radha and Krishna. And it keeps everything very confidential. That is the reason no other rasa can interfere here. Now if you see any other place, there is Radha Krishna pastimes also, at the same time other devotees are also there. Other rasa pastime. So it is exclusiveness of the Radhakund. That exclusivity is, like for example, Radharani goes to Nandagaon. And there Yashoda is there, Nanda Maharaj are there, she is cooking for Krishna, and there Gwalbal also there. All are mixed. Krishna is doing the pastime of Sakya Rasa also, Vatsala Rasa also, and Madhuri Rasa also. Even sometimes in other places, you go to Dhanghati, Vahu is there, Krishna is with all the cowherd boys, and Radharani is all with the Sakis. There is Madhuri also, there is Sakhi also, everything is manifest there. But in Radhakund, it is Radhakund which actually highlights the Madhuri Rasa. That is the reason all our Acharyas, especially the Prayojana Acharya, Raghunath Das Goswami did bhajan there, Rupa Goswami did bhajan. All Acharyas have done bhajan at that particular place for some time as well. And Raghunath Das Goswami did just bhajan there only, nowhere else. So that's the reason. For that. It is just more means more confidential, that's all.
Okay, Prabhu. Thank you so much for this Very fascinating class.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Glory to Srila Prabhupada. Prabhuji, I have one question.
Yeah.
So, thank you so much for a very wonderful class and explaining so many details about Radhakund. Prabhuji, I had a question since you said, Radhakund is non-different from Radharani. So, is it okay, for devotees to take a dip, in Radhakund, or just take, drops of water and, sprinkle it on themselves? How is it, Prabhuji?
Is there any difference between the both? Snan is of many kinds, and out of which these two also are considered to be snan. It is not the quantity which is important, whether two drops or whole bucket or fully drowned, that is not important. The quality is important. How much Shraddha we have, that is important. So, to quantify spiritual substance is ignorance. Some people say, only sprinkle, don't take bath. That means you are quantifying. Sprinkling means only two drops, and this is a whole bucket or full water. So there is no question of any distinction between that. So depending on a person's Shraddha and Bhav, one should do it. One should do it. And of course, the scriptures clearly says that one has to take bath. Of course, sprinkling water is also taking bath. Who is that person who doesn't take bath, intelligent person who doesn't take bath in Radhakund? But what happened in our organization is, when Prabhupada was taking all the Western devotees, they found a pond and then they just jumped and then started swimming and doing all kinds of frivolous things. Then immediately told, no, don't take bath. So that is a specific instruction which Prabhupada gave, because they were not knowing is it the glory of Radhakund. So if you have great faith in Shraddha, you take three dips in Radhakund, again come Shankund, three dips, again come to Radhakund, pay Vishnu, pay to Radharani, three Vishnu. So suppose in somebody says on spiritual master, you should not do it. Okay, you follow a spiritual master. But the point is, there is no strong reason that one should not do, one should only do it. We should not have a materialistic understanding of these divine, deeply divine subject matters. So it all depends on the Shraddha and the Bhava. You feel like you have got so much of Shraddha and Bhava. The reverence, it overpowers your love. Just pure obeisance is sprinkled. When the Bhava overpowers your reverence, just put three dips. You can do it. So it all depends on the heart. There is no hard and fast rule. There is no injunction like that.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dhanvat Pranam.
Hello,
can you hear me, Prabhu?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hare Krishna.
I can hear you.
Hare Krishna, can you hear me, Prabhu?
I can hear you, Mataji.
Yeah, sorry. Prabhuji, yesterday I was reading one article about Srila Prabhupada, and in that it was written that one of the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, he said that I'm going to go and say by Radhakunda. And then
okay.
Srila Prabhupada tells him that already there are many monkeys over there, he do not want to add any more over there.
Yeah.
So, and then in the article it was written that means when we are going to Radhakunda, we do not go there as a place. We have to go there with a certain bhav. Can you please more elaborate on that part?
See, bhava to stay in Radhakunda, that is nirjan bhajan. When our mind is totally fixed up with chanting the names of Krishna, even though you are alone, your mind is not wavering. That is the time you become qualified to stay in Radhakund. Tishtam rajetad danuragi jananugami.
till the time service, to manifest, to attain bhava, there is only one way, service, service and service, seva. So what is that seva? On the banks of Radhakunda, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur told Srila Prabhupada, whenever you get money, print books and distribute. So when we involve ourselves in this transcendental book distribution, preaching Krishna consciousness, which the instruction was given on the banks of Radhakund, we get the mercy of Srimati Radharani, because Srimati Radharani, she is a rasa sagara, she is rasa. At the same time, she is also the Adhishtata Devi of Prachar Samrajya. She is Nikunja Devi. She is actually doing all kinds of Rasakeli Leela in the Nikunjas with Krishna. At the same time, she is the Devi of Prachar Samrajya, the kingdom of preaching. She is Adhishtata Devi for that. So now when you take the mood of preaching within your heart, and then go around the world and start preaching Krishna consciousness, book distribution, then what happens by the kripa of Srimati Radharani, we can concentrate our mind on bhajan. It is not easy. Bhajan is not an ordinary thing. Rupa Sanatan. Just see, constantly Rupa Goswami was thinking past times of Krishna. Is it happening? Here, when here, we are not qualified for that. So we had to become qualified for that. How we become qualified? By actually getting the mercy of Srimati Radharani. How will you get that? As instructed by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, exert oneself in distributing books. Exert oneself in somehow bringing one more conditioned soul to Krishna. So this is how we do that. So then bhava develops. That is very far. That is why in this in the Radha Rasasudhanidhi, Prabodhanand Sarasvati says, when is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? He never says, oh, Radharani Kripa I got. Oh, Krishna is looking at me. Radharani is looking. He doesn't say that. He says, when it is going to happen? Kadatava Namagravane Bhavishyati. This word, when, that longing, when it is going to happen, that is a very powerful tool in our progress of Krishna consciousness. So, that leads to bhava. When that bhava is going to come? A longing for that. That bhava we should have, that we can have it. But that bhava which you are talking about, which actually qualifies us to stay on the banks of Radhakund, that is very far, at least for me.
Thank you, Prabhuji. So, Prabhuji, with reference to more of this, so when we do some service, or when we are doing something for the pleasure of the Lord, and then when we see at the deities, and if you feel that the deities are smiling, you feel it, that sometimes you feel that the deities are not so happy.
Yeah.
Is it just the sentiments of our mind or whatever we are thinking, or is it really something that we feel that our service has been accepted by the Lord? How do we take that?
See, Krishna is always smiling. So he smiles when we are in ignorance. He also smiles when we do some nice, wonderful devotional service. So he smiles when we are into kind of maya. He smiles, just see how my maya has completely conquered your consciousness, how you are suffering. And now when a devotee sincerely serves the Lord and pleases Krishna, still he smiles. Krishna is always smiling. So to recognize the smile of Krishna, that is actually devotion. Devotion means to recognize that Krishna is always smiling at me. Whether I have done something wrong, he's still smiling at me sarcastically. And since we have done something wonderful, service, then still Krishna smiles at us. That is why the deity, if you see, Mandahasa Muditanambujam. It is Mandahasa. He feels to laugh, but he doesn't bring it out. That is why he has to close the lips. That becomes Mandahasa. The cheek becomes expanded and the lips become a little bit expanded. That is called Mandahasa. So this is the eternal form of a deity that is always smiling.
Okay, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very good.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for such a wonderful talk today. We are very grateful for your association, and we definitely look forward to having your association again in the future. If nobody else has any questions, call here.
Vanchagal Purubhyascha Purubhyascha Prasindubhyascha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnebhyo Namo Namah.
Granth Raj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada
Ki Jai,
Kamal Dochan Prabhu Ki Jai, Hare Krishna.